have now? Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone's doing great. It's really a wonderful time of the year, the September-October time frame where the weather starts to change, the leaves starts to change, and hopefully we start to change because we're going into this area in the winter where it's in the hibernation. But here, the fall, the autumn, is where we traditionally reap what we have sown. You know, this is where all the crops are harvested and the flowers come out and all the other things that we've done. So let me ask you, what are you reaping these next 2 months? What have you sown? If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know I'm big on goals and taking action. And when we take those actions and set those goals back in the springtime, now is a time when we can reap those rewards. Because then when we go into the winter time, it's more of a time of inner reflection and introspection to see where do we want to go next, what do we want to do next year. So these next 2 months, please start looking at what you can, and even if you feel like you haven't accomplished anything, you really have. It's just a different perspective. You have to look at what you have accomplished. And so thinking forward a little bit into next year, today's topic is about becoming a life strategist, becoming your own life strategies. And so a strategy, let's just, you know, kind of talk about it for a second here, but a strategy generally involves setting goals, determining actions to achieve the goals, and mobilizing resources to execute those actions. So basically a strategy describes how the ends, the goals, will be achieved by what means, resources. So it's the strategy is what do you want to get done? Tactics are how are you going to get it? But the strategy also involves resources. So when you look at that word, it may be more empowering than just simply setting goals. Because often, goal setting, people will just set goals and go, this is what I want to do. And they don't look at their capabilities, they don't look at their behaviors, they don't look at the resources they have, they don't look at any of the supporting environment to help them reach those goals. So as a life strategist, as your own life strategist, you are crafting, you are designing specifically the type of life you want to live. And when you look at that, you can develop the strategies in all different areas of your life. You could take a very big picture of this is how I want my life to live, and includes your mental, your physical, your emotional, your spiritual health, your financial health, your relationship health, your career health, all of that. Or you could start off with just one section of it. But so, for instance, if a strategy, or let's just say you were becoming a life strategist on your health, and let's just say your fitness level, you want to, quote, get into better shape. First, you would define exactly what better shape means. So it may be, I'm going to become 200 pounds. And I don't know if that's up or down, but what I want you to avoid is I want to lose this much weight. Because when you lose something, you go look for it. So let's just say that you want to become a certain weight. That could be the overall goal. And the strategies to get there could be diet, exercise, hydration, a personal trainer, a life coach. All of those could be separate strategies to achieve that one goal or that one objective. And again, maybe changing the words may instill a little bit more motivation and excitement in you. Goals, we hear the word goals all the time, all the time, all the time. I like it. I'm fine with it. However, maybe an objective or a compelling future, as Tony Robbins talks about it. Whatever you want to define that, that is your overall target. That's your aim. And then you can create strategies on how you're going to get there. And when you look at those strategies, then you look at the resources that you have and the resources that you will need to achieve that. You know, strategists come in very, when you think about it, it's usually military, right? They plan out battles, they plan out this, and they have the overall objective, win, and they have the strategy of this is what we're going to do, and then they have the resources. We need this men, we need this, we need with this armor division, we need this. So they take a look at it and they chunk it down to specifics, but they start with this overall aim. And then they have a strategy about it. And then when you can get the strategy, because if you start getting down to the tactics first, you won't have a path to follow. So the strategy helps you follow a specific path towards that goal, and the tactics are what you do within that strategy. And it may sound a little convoluted. However, when you can look at it in that perspective, it will help you immensely. Because let's face it, how many goals have you set? Let's start there first. You know, how many objectives have you set, or have you been going, yeah, I'll do it later, I'll do it later? Number two, have the goals, objectives been in a smarter goal format, or has it just been, I want this or I don't want this, I want more money, I want more better health, I want something, whatever it might be. You know, how is that goal defined? And then have you really, really said, this is how I'm going to do it, and this is the resources, the help, the assistance that I need. I need to hire a coach to keep my mind on target. I need to hire a personal trainer. I need to hire a financial advisor to help me invest my money more effectively. When you look at your strategy, you then can find resources that you have, resources that you don't have, and start to put those together. This all gets back to the complacent zone that I've talked about, right? We're inside this complacent zone, and what's inside of it is our capabilities, our behaviors, and our environment. And we have a strategy of we want to move out of this complacent zone, but then we don't look at what behaviors are we doing. We're going to need to change our behavior. You're going to need to change your behavior in order to reach your objective. That's fact. You cannot keep doing the same thing you're doing and wanting a different result. We all know what that is, right? Insanity. However, I think that we disguise this insanity by, well, I'm doing something different. I set a different goal. I did this. I did that. If it's within your complacent zone, it's nothing different. You've done this over and over again. And what you need to look at is, what is your behavior? What are you capable? So the capabilities and the environment lead to the resources. So what resources do you have to achieve that strategy, which then ultimately is that goal? And this really isn't complicated. However, our egoic mindset wants to make it complicated because it doesn't want to change, right? So when we look at creating a strategy, one, we have to realize that we're up against automatic resistance to change, because a strategy involves going towards an objective. That objective is something that we don't have in our life right now, or that we would like to have in our life right now. And if we don't have it and we want to bring it in, it means change. It means our life is going to change when we reach that objective. Regardless if it's good change or bad change, change is difficult. And when we know that change is difficult, we can then start to provide the resources available to us to create that change more effectively. And in the complacent zone, I talk about how we have to sneak up on that change. We get a couple of minor objectives that are within our complacent zone, and then we butt up against this mental line of of resistance, and we have our main objective right outside of it. So by this time, we have fostered the resources, we have changed the behaviors, we have changed our capabilities, and then we just simply bump up against that mental resistance and pop through it, and we have this new objective. But all of this has to come through strategically thinking how you're going to do it. Flying by the seat of your pants is great for some sort of adventure type stuff. Like, oh, well, I'll figure it out as we go along. That's not a strategy. Oh, I hope it's going to work. Hope is not a strategy. I'll play the lottery. Lottery is not a strategy. All those things are fun and can be done at different points in different aspects of your life. But if we're talking about really crafting your life, being the creator of your life, being the maestro of your life, as opposed to you being in the orchestra and people telling you what to play. You are the orchestra leader of your life, and you are commanding the resources, the orchestra itself, to play a specific tune. You are not in the orchestra. There's a big difference. And so, well, let me ask you, what did you want to get accomplished this week? This is Saturday. I usually do my podcasts on Saturday. So what did you get accomplished this week that you wanted to? Do you have strategies, micro strategies for each week, for each month, to help you get to a point that you're ultimately going to change what you're looking to change, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual? Or are you just winging it? Do you just wake up every day, do the same thing over and over again, and come home and complain that you haven't reached your goal, you haven't done this, you haven't done that? Even if you go to the gym, let's just use fitness. Even if you go to the gym going, well, I've been going to the gym, how much effort are you exuding? Are you really going to the gym, or are you going playing at the gym? Are you really watching your nutrition? Oh, yeah, well, I eat well. And then three meals later, you've had, you know, five hamburgers or McDonald's or whatever it might be, and you're thinking back to the one meal that you ate well, which is great to acknowledge it. However, you can't fool ourselves in saying one meal is going to help you change your body. That's like if you're looking for that special significant other and you go out all by yourself to a restaurant or to a meeting event, a live meetup group or something, and you go once and go, yep, there's nobody around here. That really doesn't work very well, right? However, we are butting up against our mental resistance. So bringing this together here, if you're looking at becoming a life strategist, your own life strategist, you have to look at what do you want to get accomplished and what resources do you have to accomplish it. Then you can start to dip down into the tactics. But I would really encourage you to look at, you know, before the end of the year. And I really strongly believe that by November, new objectives should be set for 2015. So this would be a great way to take this week, next week, and look at some of those big objectives you want to accomplish next year, and then start to develop some strategies around that, and then look at what resources that you have and what resources you need to achieve that. And if your mind frick is coming up too much on this, and it's like too much work, I can't do this, it never works, etc., my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, will help out. It gives you some very specific plans on how to control your monkey mind. It gives you a 90-day plan, some exercises to use to start to control your thinking. Because basically, when we can control our thinking, we can control our life. And then all of these podcasts make sense. All the strategies, the tactics, the goals, all of that makes sense. So if you're having a challenge with your mindset, I encourage you to pick up Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. You can find it on the blog, on my blog, and it's on the right-hand side. You click on it, you'll be taken to the sales page. Go ahead and pick up a copy and start to implement that. But in the meantime, please provide some feedback on this podcast. How did you like it? What would you like to see me cover more of? And you can do that by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab, and you can either send me a note or a voice message. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Might podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.